ABC News. I'm Jeremy Scott. Alaska's governor says the military shootdown of an unidentified object over Alaskan waters raises serious national security concerns. Republican Mike Dunleavy reacted to the Pentagon's announcement yesterday with a written statement questioning the decision to wait to shoot down a Chinese spy balloon over the Atlantic last week until it flew over the entire U.S. The Pentagon announced Friday that an F-22 fighter jet from Joint Base Elmendorf shot down an unidentified object over Alaska's coastline. National Security spokesperson John Kirby says getting info from the object is challenging.
It was detected at night, and so the first engagement by fighter aircraft was, again, difficult for them. You know, it was a small object.
It was described as being the size of a small car. Efforts are underway to recover debris. 24,000 people have died from the earthquake in Turkey and Syria as rescue crews continue to search for survivors. Two women who were trapped under a collapsed building for days have been found alive Saturday. They're among more than 60 survivors who have been pulled from the rubble in the past 24 hours. The United Nations says millions face homelessness in Syria after the earthquake. About 80,000 people are hospitalized from the 7.8 magnitude quake. An advisor to former Vice President Mike Pence says another classified document has been found at his Indiana home after a five-hour search on Friday. The Department of Justice also took six documents without classified markings. And former President Donald Trump's team has continued to turn over more classified materials over the last few months, according to multiple sources. Taxpayers in 21 states are now in the clear to file their taxes after guidance from the IRS. Earners who receive special pandemic relief payments do not have to report those payments on their 2022 federal return. Comes after lawmakers in several states called on the IRS to give clarity. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The three-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
At least four people are in a Los Angeles hospital recovering from injuries after an American Airlines jet collided with a passenger shuttle bus at LAX. Airport officials say the incident happened yesterday after the plane was being towed away from the gate by a tug. There were no flight disruptions. No more state troopers in Texas will be disciplined over the response to the deadly Uvalde school shooting.
The Texas Department of Public Safety investigated the conduct of seven troopers. One was fired, and another faces termination. A third resigned, after which the Uvalde CISD Police Department hired her. She was fired following community pushback. DPS announced the other four troopers have been cleared. A Texas House Special Committee blamed all officers, including state troopers, for the bungled response. I'm Ryan Daniels.
More than 24 hours now before the Super Bowl, the uproar over the lighting of the Empire State Building is growing.
When the Empire State Building lit up in green and white following the Philadelphia Eagles' win in the NFC Championship game, many New Yorkers were hopping mad that their longtime rivals were being showcased.
I was upset. I couldn't believe the symbol of New York, the symbol of America, did that.
If the Eagles win the Super Bowl, it'll happen again. Building management told the New York Post they're a global brand, not parochial. They're even pleased at the extra attention the Empire State Building has received as a result of the controversy. In New York, I'm Karen Sloan.
I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
You love your pet, right? So imagine if you were suddenly faced with thousands of dollars in veterinary care. What would you do? Could you make the difficult decision not to help your best friend? If you join PetSavingsUSA.com, you never have to make that choice or face those kind of expenses. That's because PetSavingsUSA members enjoy discounted pet insurance to cover both standard and emergency vet bills. In addition, members save up to 50% on staples like food, toys, and treats, all at major pet retailers. You'll love